work on quantum teleportation from Alice to Rock using two harmonic oscillator unruh DeWitt detectors, coupling with a common quantum field in a vacuum, initially in the vacuum state. And this work is done in collaboration with Shiokawa, Chou, and Bella Hu. So the business of Alice Rock problem was initiated by Paul Elsing and Gerald Newburn in 2003. And Rob is named by Paul, and which means the Bob is at rest in Ringler's frame. So in this work, they consider a quantum teleportation from Alice to Rob. Alice is at rest in Minkowski frame, and Rob is uniformly accelerated. And so they are looking at the fidelity of how the unruh effect will affect the fidelity of quantum teleportation. And of course, they have introduced some localized object, the moving cavities, and those moving cavities changes the boundary conditions of the for the unruh effect quite a lot. So Schutzhold and unruh had a comment on this, but as it stands, this setup is very, very interesting, and also it's very useful in studying on the dynamical Casimir effect. Anyway, so because the setup is so illuminating, and so many people got interested in this setup, but when you are talking about this Alice Rock problem, you have to face or to address some issues before you proceed. And those issues are in relativistic quantum field theory and open quantum systems, and also classical and quantum information. So this setup helps us to distinguish the difference between the locality of quantum field theory and the quantum non-locality. And also you have to introduce some local objects and to be your qubits or harmonic oscillators. And so we take the cheapest way. We introduce some kind of atom or detector, unruh DeWitt detector, to do this. And the trade-off is that this would be a kind of effective theory, and so we have to introduce some cutoff. And anyway, and also you have to be careful that quantum states doesn't make sense in the interaction region without a coordinate system or a reference frame. Also, in open quantum system, because you are going to look at the unruh effect, and you have to couple your detectors or atoms to the quantum field, which means that the quantum field as an environment will induce decoherence and also disentanglement. And if you are in formalism, then you will be careful about something swept under carpet in the conventional quantum field theory, which is fiducial time slices. And also you have back reactions from the detectors to the field. So it may, when two atoms or detectors are very close to each other, then the mutual influences will be very strong. And also in this setup, we have event horizon, and using the analog between Rinder space and Schwarzschild's coordinates, you can say something about black hole physics. And also here, it is very clearly observed that the entanglement between two spatially entangled object is frame dependent. Okay, so in 2009, I think that's the first consistent quantum teleportation scheme is proposed by this LS-ROP setup proposed by Landovo and George Matsas, where they use two-level detectors as an entangled pair, and they assume the finite duration of coupling or accelerations, and they are doing teleportation in the future asymptotic region. So they can get rid of the trouble of the local measurement in interaction region. And in the same year, Shiokawa has considered quantum teleportation using harmonic oscillator detectors. And his teleportation is in interaction region, but unfortunately, his fidelity is not physical. So 2 years ago, we found that we have enough tools to deal with this problem. So here is our setup. We have three identical unrelated detectors moving in a scalar field in 3+1 dimensional Minkowski space. And here, so we have a massive scalar field. We have three harmonic oscillators as internal degrees of freedom of the detectors. And only the entangled pair are coupled with the quantum field. Okay. So instead of the two-level system in the original quantum teleportation scheme, we are doing the quantum teleportation in continuous variables. Here, we are using the correlations in the EPR state and to transfer the information in the in state, which is the coherent state, to out state by joint measuring the particle one and particle two. Okay, so after the measurement, Alice has to send a classical information to Bob, and then according to this information, Bob perform a displacement, which can recover the P1 and Q1 of the in state. And so in laboratories, people relax the EPR, people use the two-mode squeeze state to approximate the EPR state, which brings some uncertainty of this entangled pair, so that the fidelity of quantum teleportation is not equal to one. Okay, so this is our setup. So Alice is at rest in Minkowski frame, and ROP is uniformly accelerated. However, if you are going to do the quantum teleportation, your classical information has to be able to reach ROP. And so we have tilted a small tilt the world line of ROP to ROP prime. Here we assume that the acceleration drops from A to zero at this space-time point, so that ROP becomes inertial after this moment. And so we had to deal with. We have to worry about the non-uniformly accelerated detectors, the response of that. And fortunately, we have understood this issue. Well, we have studied this issue from 2008, and then so we think we have enough understanding about this Okay, then the setup is the following. Initially, the quantum state of the total of the combined system is in a direct product of Minkowski vacuum, the two most squeezed state of the detectors B, A and B, and the coherent state of detector C. Then Alice at some moment performs a joint measurement on A and C. Then after this moment, the quantum state collapses to this kind of state, of product state. Now, the problem is after this moment, Alice has to send a classical information to Rob. And after this moment, Rob received the classical information from Alice. Then he performed a displacement on QB. And so the average fidelity of quantum teleportation is evaluated from at this space-time point. However, the entanglement of QA and QB, which is the entangled pair we are using, is evaluated at these two space-time points. So the physical fidelity of quantum teleportation, which is kind of time-like correlation, and the quantum entanglement, which is kind of space-like correlations, are not directly comparable in open quantum systems because the collapsed state will evolve from this point to this point. And also you have to worry about the consistency of the wave function now. Collapse by the same spatially localized measurement, but on different time slices in different reference frames. Okay, so there are two ways to compare the fidelities and entanglement. First one is to push this time slice up and looking at the entanglement around this area. And the other one is just move this measurement down, which makes the fidelity of quantum teleportation unphysical. And you just imagine that Rob performs a displacement on QB at this moment, according to right after Alice got his outcome. And this is not physical and this is dirty, but this can connect our new results with our old results on the entanglement dynamics. So let's do it first. And you calculate the average pseudo fidelity. Well, pseudo because it's not physical. Okay. And often you will get this kind of evolution of the average fidelity. Okay, so the quantum entanglement of A and B is the degree of entanglement looks like this, and which varies very slowly, and it's much slower than the oscillating behavior of the averaged fidelity. And the average fidelity can be less than one half, which is the fidelity of classical teleportation using a coherent state instead of the two mode squeeze state. And so it can be less than one half while A and B are still entangled. And the oscillation of of averaged fidelity of quantum teleportation is actually due to the natural oscillation of the two mode squeeze state of A and B. That is the distortion from the initial state. So this is the slice in the phase space with vanishing PA and PV. And this is a Wigner distribution. And so you can see that after some time, the quantum state distort into this form, and then so the uncertainty of QA minus QB is very large. Then after a half period, then it go back to the almost to the original one, which is the original the initial state approximated to the EPR state. And you may notice that the period is becomes larger later, at later times. So this is something like this. So actually the period is doubled at late time, and at very late time, you can see it's exactly doubled. And the change of the oscillating period is due to the time dilation of B, of rock observed in Minkowski frame. And we can also calculate the same quantities in Ringler frame, and you can see they are different, a little bit different. The locations of the peaks are different in these two frames. So you can see the frame dependence in this result. And if you connect the peaks using these curves, then you will see that entanglement, this is the best average fidelity of quantum teleportation. It drops below one half, always earlier than the entanglement disappeared. And so, however, in Minkowski frame, the best average fidelity is not sensitive to the acceleration, but in Ringler frame it is. And so we can show that entanglement is a necessary condition for every best average pseudo fidelities of quantum teleportation, better than the classical ones, which is one half. Okay, so now we move this, in the second scheme, we move this slice towards the future light cone. And it is convenient to collapse the reduced state of QB at right before Rob prime goes into the future light cone of the measurement event. And then one can evaluate the entanglement on the future light cone right before the wave function node collapse. And we can also assume that Rob prime performs a displacement on QB on his detector right after receiving the classical signal from Alice, that is tau 1 advanced plus epsilon prime. Then we can calculate the physical fidelity of quantum teleportation evaluated at this moment. And so this is also almost on the future light cone of the measurement event by Alice. So if the detector field coupling and mutual influences are weak, the best physical fidelity of quantum teleportation can be compared directly with the entanglement on the light cone. And so this is the usual result you may get. So you can see more oscillations in the same duration than the pseudo fidelities. And also you can see that the larger A and the larger tau 2 makes the fidelity drops quicker. And if you keep increasing the combination of A times tau 2, then you will see that the fidelity drops below one half very quickly, right after it enters the event horizon, in the limit of tau two goes to infinity. Okay, so this is the summary. A consistent Alice Robb continuous variable quantum teleportation scenario with quantum long locality, relativistic locality, and entanglement and fidelity is naturally integrated, has been illustrated in a unruly-Dewitt detector theory. And if you, you can find more details in these references. Thank you very much.